Jesus heals 10 lepers as he walks on the boundary between Galilee and Samaria. He doesn't pick favorites. He doesn't just heal people from his people, his friends. He heals them all. However, the only person who returned to give thanks was the stranger, the Samaritan. And Jesus tells him not only is he healed, but he is saved. Your faith has saved you. Salvation is beyond healing and rescue. Salvation is being aware, knowing and responding to the love of God, knowing that Jesus loves us and loving in return. In salvation, we are transformed and changed. God loves everyone without distinction. God's love crosses and ignores the boundaries of this world. He loves every people, land, and nation. God invites everyone into this salvation. If we want to be a follower of Jesus, a bearer of his love, we too must foster a sense of gratitude and thanks like the healed Samaritan. We need to take time in prayer to know and give thanks for the gift of God in our lives, to know this salvation. We too need to look like Jesus beyond the divisions of this world. Pope Francis, before he started his pontificate, invited the church to go to these boundaries, to the periphery, not only the divisions between nations, but the divisions caused by sin, pain and injustice, and of indifference. We are called to go to those difficult places. And there we need to be challenged to experience and know that God is even there in those darkest of places. To know God and proclaim the good news, invite everyone into the salvation of Christ.